Hubert.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
Fine, just out here to see my boy.
I missed you yesterday because when I got through, they said you'd already gone. I don't know what's going to come out of these meetings, and I don't want to predict or prophesy. I told you the other day some of the thoughts and hopes I had. Now, this press is so anxious to murder us, as are all the senators of Mansfield, Fulbright. Everybody wants to be the authority in foreign relations, and we have to be very, very cautious of that. So what I would like to do is I'd just like you to keep your suitcase in order, and stay as flexible as you can without saying a lot of things. The trouble is we give announcements and then we get too rigid and then we have to cancel them, and then that creates an atmosphere of an emergency. And when the Vice President had to cancel out on the Boy Scouts, why, that meant that they're getting ready to drop the atomic bomb, because it wouldn't have been an emergency. Both of them wouldn't have been out of the country or something like that.
Right.
So we just have to be more cautious than I think any of the ordinary folks think. But I have my problem with that I told you about the other day on the security thing.
Yes.
But I'm going to see Lodge and be with him.
Yes.
And Lodge apparently is with me.
Yes.
I'm going to see Key and be with him, and he is apparently with me. Now, it's conceivable that that after I talk to them, I would be wanting to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And I have made the temporary Indian allotment. But we're going to have to really have one of their top flight people, subterranean or somebody else, really go on bended knees to Germany and to Britain and to the bigger powers, to Italy and to Canada particularly, and say, God damn it, you have got to come in here and help us before our message goes up. Because if we don't get any help from any of the rest of them, you can see the Fulbright line on television yesterday, that nobody's doing this but us.
I know.
The same thing is going to be true all over the country with India. And they have got to really get high behind and get into these capitals before she gets here. And we've also got to do a little bit with Aub, because he went to bat for us and went through with Tashkent, and they're about to kick him out. And he knew after he talked to us that he just really had to do that, or he would have no credit here. And now that he's done it, we got to stay behind him and help him some. I'm working on that now. The Koreans are giving us an extra division. We don't want to say much about it at the moment, but I've put that money in and I've approved it, but we might want to do some more work there. The Filipinos promised me 4,500. They've welched on it a little bit. They're down to 2,500 when they talk to you, and now they're trying to get a little bit less, and we may have to get some economic things look at some of our whole cards there and take another look at them. The Australians have done pretty good. They've got a new prime minister. I don't know how well he will do, but they've got their share of people out there compared to their population. We're going to have some real rough days. The Kennedy boys are both sitting in the wings feeding this stuff up on the hill. We run into it with Andy Glasses and all the rest of them every day. And that's something that we have to bear in mind.